we left off last week, we discussed the very end of the sugya of what exactly constitutes a gemar melacha. So we said the Rambam had a very unique formulation of what's called the sugya of mafish shchin. Gemar says that if a person pops a pimple to get out the pus, so depending on what the person's intention was, if he's doing it just to remove the pus, so then that's not going to be a melacha deraisa. Then we're going to be a little bit more lenient. If he's doing it to really make a hole, we spoke about to air it out, so to make a hole, so then the Gemara says that would be an Issa deraisa. Then obviously we're not going to be matir b'makom tzar. Which malacha deraisa does it fall under? That was a little bit unclear. Some of the Rishonim said it's called bona. We mentioned about how there's binyan ba'adam. And another Rishonim said that it's also because of Makba Patish. So within the Makba Patish camp, that's the way the Rambam presents it. So the Rambam, back to the 8th of the Marmakomos, let's read that Rambam again, in Perek Yod Alochi Yedzayin, in the back of the Marmakomos. So the Rambam writes, Amefis Shchin B'Shabes K'dil Harchit P'ya Makba, K'derach Sharo from Osim. So we said the Rambam immediately references the doctors. He said the way the doctors do. Shemis Kavanin B'Rafua, that they intend to do things for Rafua. As we pointed out already last week, the Ram says the word rofe or four three times in 1.5 lines. So the Ram is obviously alluding to something here. There's something about the fact that it's, in a sense, medical in nature. That is ultimately what's creating the shame makhba patish. So what is the meaning of this Ram? So Rav Asher Weiss has in his more recent sefer, he has a chiddush about makhba patish based on a Rishalmi, where Rav Asher Weiss develops this idea that Makba Patish is a strange malacha. We've already seen a little bit about this, since the strangeness of this malacha. Makba Patish is almost like a default malacha. It's almost like you first try to figure out why you chayef for reason X, Y, and Z. Well, it's not bishul, it's not chorosh, it's a rei, it's not kaya. And when all else fails, so then we're almost willing to put it into the category of Makba Patish. Now, we already saw that when we introduced the sugya of Makba Patish. We saw that from the Mordechai and the Arayim. But there are certain actions that because we call them bona, therefore we almost couldn't call them makhba patish. And other Rishonim have a similar idea that because certain actions are called kosev, you can't call kosev makhba patish. Makhba patish is quite when all else fails, that's called makhba patish. Now, what does it mean, all else fails? I'm drinking a cup of water. Well, I can't call the other 38 malachas are called makhba patish. That's absurd. So that has to be certain criteria. What are the criteria? So that's what Rashi Weiss suggests, and that's what the Rambam is driving at, that it's malachas harofe, kedach sharof mosim. You have certain activities that are chashiv activities. There's no way you could look at the act of opening up this, the guy sitting there with his, I don't know which tools the dermatologist used, to open up this pimple, and he's creating this pe. It's malachas harofim. It's malachas harofim. Derech sharofim harofim osim. It's something that clearly has all the makings of a malacha. It's accomplishing something, but guess what? The reason why it's makhba patish is dafka because it's not chomer zareh koyitz amara, because it's not one of the other malachos, but it has to be a malacha. It's choshev to be a malacha. It warrants being a malacha. It is finishing off a job, so that's considered to be the malacha of makhba patish. So the reason why the Rambam emphasizes the fact that it's derech sharof rofinos and miskaven the refuah is because that's goof what gives it the significance of malacha. Once it's elevated to the significance of malacha and it clearly doesn't fit into any one of the other 38 malachas, that becomes an ultimate candidate for makhba patish. It's a chiddush gadol. So then he suggests that maybe this is the key to the understanding of malacha that we spent a lot of time on already, several different sugyas, and that's the malachas involved in electricity. So remember when a couple of weeks ago we learned the sugyas of Havara, so we differentiated between those electric devices that have filaments that are burning, incandescent bulbs, the old style electric bulbs. So we were fairly comfortable calling that Havara Deraisa. We said, according to most of the Rishonim, the burning of the metal, we quoted a Rashi, we quoted a Rambam. We said that it seems to be pretty clear that turning on a regular old style electric bulb is a bona fide Malacha Deraisa Havara. What became a little bit less clear was, what about those kinds of electric devices, appliances that don't have bulbs burning? You turn on a radio, you turn on a fan, you turn on a vacuum cleaner, you turn on other things. So what potential malacha derais is involved in that? So that was a big machlokes. So the Chazanish saw on all the electric devices a malacha of bona. When we spoke about bona, so we said the Chazanish saw bona for two reasons. He saw bona because yesh binyan bikarka, and the electric device, the vacuum, the fan, is plugged into the ground. So the Chazanish thought that was considered to be almost like karka. And then the Chazanish said, Yodish Lema, even if it's not plugged into the ground, even if it's a battery operated, it's still called Bina, because it's like a Sias Kli Chodosh, because you're making a new Kli. Just as the Ran told us and you put together the pieces of the shovel, when you connect the handle to the blade, so the Gemara says Chai Mishum Bona. So the Rani asks, what do you mean Chai Mishum Bona? Ein Binyan Bekelim. So the Rani says, that's not called Ein Binyan Bekelim. Ein Binyan Bekelim means if it was already a kli, and now you're connecting different parts of Kelim, that's called Ein Binyan Bekelim. But when you're making a kli, when you take the raw materials and you form a kli, of course that's called Yesh Binyan. That's the Nisa Deraisim Bona. So Chazanir said that every time you turn on a fan, that's like taking the raw materials and making the kli. A fan that's not on the on position is a piece of junk. It's a piece of metal and plastic that's worthless. You press the button, you give a chiyas reis, if you give a chiyas into it, that's considered to be an active boner. So not everyone agreed to that. Zalman, others question whether that muscle boner is necessarily 100% accurate. So when we went through the sugyas of electricity, we were trying to figure out, so taka which malach is it? If we're not sure it's boner, and it's probably not havara because there's no light going on, so what could it possibly be? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests, he thinks that the ikar is that all the electric devices are makom b'patish. Why the makom b'patish? He says, that's a malacha, that's miskavlin, quote-unquote, refuah, kedesh rov mosim. You're accomplishing something great. You now have a functioning vacuum cleaner. You now have a functioning fan. So even though we can't quite pinpoint one of the other 38 malachas, that's good for us. Because we can't pinpoint one of the other 38 malachas, that mela makes it the magic number. The magic number is the malacha by default, is the malacha of makom b'patish. So that's Rav Asher Weiss's suggestion in terms of understanding what this Rambam is driving at and with the application to electricity. But then he says that maybe we can have a kula that emanates from this. The whole malacha of makom b'patish is a malacha, not because it's an objectively malacha. It's not because we can really, it's not like kosev, which is just, you look at kosev right away, this is kosev, this is bishul, this is chorish. Makom b'patish almost becomes a malacha because it's chashav, and we can't put it into any other category, so the chashiva shabo elevates it to malacha. What would the din be if you have a malacha of makom b'patish that I'm looking at it, and I don't even realize makom b'patish is happening? It's going right by me. There is a quote-unquote malacha taking place, but it's not discernible to the human eye. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that maybe that's not called makom b'patish. How could you elevate that? How could you call this action a makom b'patish if nobody realizes that there's any hakom b'patish taking place? What would that mean? So he says, what if you have something that's electric, and you are activating some kind of a change in electricity, but I'm looking at it, I don't see anything going on. Why don't I see anything going on? Well, most electric devices, so when I turn on the fan, so I see right away, the fan used to not be working, now it's working. I'm miskaven b'malacha, now something's happening. The vacuum used to not be working, now it is working. Everything is discernible. But what if I'm activating an electric device that nobody can tell what's going on? Why? What's happening is complicated cheshbon, not such a big technology, man, but a complicated technology. There's some kind of computer, something's happening inside the system that's changing something. Some kind of electric circuits are being created, but there's no shinui. There's no change that's near the ayin. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that maybe that's not called makom b'patish. It's impossible to call the makom b'patish. And then he says he doesn't think it would be bona according to the Chazon Ish either. You know why? Because there are two magic words called Malach is machsheva, so Malach is mishkan. So it can't be. It's nirla loymar that a malacha that can't be discerned is not considered to be a malacha. Find out what's the case, what's the standard that he's talking about. So the particular case that he's talking about is hopefully not as relevant lemaisa for us, but the principle is very, very relevant lemaisa. He was asked a shaila about a person who was guy's under house arrest. So he has to not literally in the house, but sometimes a person on probation, so they put like a GPS on him. They put like an ankle, you know, ankle brace or something, so the cops know he can't go too far. So the guy wants to know, can he walk out of the house with that on Shabbos? It's on all the time. So wherever he's walking, he's activating, in a sense, this GPS. But nobody sees it. He doesn't see it. Somewhere hundreds of miles away, some guy sitting in the FBI or something, monitoring in theory. Not that there's a guy theoretically watching him, but it leads to that they would want to press a button on the computer at some point, and they would want to see, where is this guy? So they'll be able to track where he was. So he says, from this guy's vantage point, this guy's going to daven shacharis. So okay, he's looking at the thing on his ankle. That's the thing. Nothing's happening. There's no change. There's nothing nikkel l'ayin. Inside the system, inside, there's something's going on that's impacting down the line somewhere. So it's a nirul olayim, he says, you can't call that makom b'patish. Goodbye, malachas ha'roifim. bonim, malachas machsheves, the whole malacha picture falls by the wayside with these kinds of things. So he writes in the end of his tshuva that it's nirul aloymar such a thing. He says it's a big chiddush, a big chiddush. He's not 100% sure, but it's nirul aloymar such a svara. So why has this become important for us? This becomes important for us because probably all of us here are relying on this kula when you turn on your water on Shabbos. I'll tell you why. When you turn on the water in your house on Shabbos, so there's a thing called the water meter. Now, how is that water meter working exactly? The goal of that water meter is to measure how much water is coming out. That way they can send you the bill at the end of the month. So the question is, how is that thing working? So it depends which water meters you have. The old style water meter is more mechanical. It means if you go down to your basement, so you see there's a sort of wheel that kind of turns and says, one. I don't know how they measure. I forgot what the unit they measure. One thing of water, nothing of water. So those are okay. Nothing's happening. It's just turning a wheel. But the light, technology has moved on. So most of us now have the electric ones. Because every time you turn on your faucet, there's a change going on electrically. There's a computer picking up that amount of water that you're taking out of the system. It's being entered into a computer somewhere, but you have no idea. You can't even see it. If you would go down in your basement to try to see what was going on, you wouldn't even see anything happening because it has a special, there's a digital display, but the digital display is made in such a way that you have to actually shine a light on it in order to literally see it. So when you take a cup of water on Shabbos morning, something is happening, but you're clueless about what's happening. It's a little marvelous. If I wouldn't have told you something's happening, you wouldn't have even known anything's happening. So this was a big tumult. Well, are you allowed to use the water? So Chumran and Shabbos can't turn on the water because of these things. So there are two different approaches to be making on these things. So one approach is the approach that based on Rav Asher Weiss and others also have suggested that a quote-unquote malacha, particularly these malachas of electricity, patishes, bones, that just no one knows what's flying. It's not even near Ayin anywhere. Someone sitting in United Water somewhere is going to print out something at the end of the month. That's not going to have to be derech malacha. You just can't call it malachas machsheves. That's one approach. The other approach to say is, it's a malacha, but maybe we can hide behind the sugyas of Dovashen Miskavin and sugyas of Psik Resha. Now, this is not quite a Dovashen Miskavin because I know that it happens every time. Dovashen Miskavin means when I drag a chair and there's a 50-50 chance that a hole is going to be made. Here, every single time I turn on the water, I know for a fact I'm changing something in the computer. There's not a shaila about it. It's happening every single time. It's a psik resha. But it's what?
We didn't know it until now.
But it's a resha. I told you. It's a psik resha. I didn't say everyone has it. You may not have it. I know I have one, but I don't know. What? You don't have it? Okay. But it's a psik resha de lo nichale. So a psik resha de lo nichale means that I'm doing X and I know for a fact that Y is happening, but I'm not particularly interested in Y happening. So that's a major, major machlokes. The good news is that it's not a deraisa. Since I'm not interested in Y and the malach happening, it's not a deraisa. That's called a psik resha de lo nichale. According to some Rishonim, it's actually mutter, even lechet chila. If the isser involved is only a derabbanan de isser, then there are even more grounds to be making lechet chila. So that's another tzad l'hokal on these water meters, that it's a psik resha de lo nichale. Why is it lo nichale? I want the water meter to be on? So the answer is no. I don't want it to be on. United Water wants it to be on because they want to bill me. I'm more than happy if the water meter doesn't work this month and I say, listen, the water's in the house it's free for the month. So Nebuchadnezzar, they're going to do it to make me pay the bill. So that's called the psik resha de lo nichale. So psik resha de lo nichale, if electricity is a deraisa, so that's a little bit more chomer. If the electricity is only a derabbanan, then the Shulchan Aruch already is making a lot of psikreishin lo nichalei a derabbanan. Now, true, the Ramah is machmir, but b'shas avchak we're making on that. And here you have other tzadim lachol named Rav Asher Weiss Svara. Maybe this is better than a classic psikreishin because nobody knows what's going on anyway. So when all the dust settled,
you consider it a nichalei because you're stealing the water.
Imagine if this thing would malfunction. 1 month. I imagine United Water would give me a freebie on this one. They'd estimate how much, like in the old days when they couldn't get in to measure the gas and electric. So every month they write these estimates. Eventually it catches up with you. So let's be down. We'll be down when the cuffs close to let you get a free month's ride. Anyway, so getting back to the story, the bottom line is that even though, again, nobody would ever be mocked electricity outright, either there's a Shava Deraisa Boner, Shava Deraisa Machmir Patish, maybe other people, whatever the issues of electricity are, in these cases where the electricity is being changed and the computer is being altered, and it's so not Nikola Ayin whatsoever. Nobody knows what's going on. No one can see anything. So I'm not saying we could be outright matir, but it's a tzad lahakel combined with some other factors such as segregation. Nikola Ayin combined a few things together, so I think they're grounds lahakel. So the mice and the minhag ha'olam in Bergen County is to be mekel. A lot of people do have these water meters, and most people don't know about it, but even those people who know about it, so I don't know anybody yet in Bergen County who fills up the water from before Shabbos.
Israel wants to know if this means you could set like a DVR to record a show on Shabbos.
This is like when your friend asks the question, like, my friend wants to know.
We don't have a DVR.
So
hello nichale for him, but not for you. So, you want to watch it.
So since the question was yes in a joke, I will answer in a joke of any sechalissa, so we'll leave it at that.
Is this the same as far as security cameras when you walk down the street?
Well, security cameras are, it's one of the stuff. Security cameras also are a question of psikrational and nichales, possibly. I mean, I'm happy that it's on. They're not particularly happy that it's measuring me. It doesn't interest me that it's measuring me. One could argue that maybe nothing's happening also. Maybe, something's happening somewhere. There's a picture being taken, but it's not nichal ayin either. So that would also be a possible tzad, yeah. Yeah, usually the psak of the security cameras generally is that if it's on and you have to walk past it, so yesh machom l'hakol to walk past it. If it's in your own house and you have the option of turning it off and not getting involved in those shilas, I usually tell people that unless they're really, really concerned, so it's better to have it off on Shabbos. But if for whatever reason they forgot to turn it off, so I would still say they can walk in and out of the house. Okay, so that was just the shirayim of this part of Machom Pasha. We move on to the